Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, and thank you for tuning into Expressing You with Cornelia, a weekly show about feeling your way into wholeness. For men and women, processing our emotions is our way to freedom, and taking ownership for how you feel is the first step. We invite you to sit back and listen, take notes, or if you would like to ask a question, please call 1-877-296-0345. Cornelia also does sessions by phone or Skype. For more information, go to www.corneliadengel.com.
Hello and welcome to Expressing You. I'm your host, Cornelia Dengel. My guest and co-host today is Lorna Gale. And Lorna is also a very good friend of mine. Are you here, Lorna?
I am here. Hello, Cornelia, and hello, everyone.
Welcome to the show.
Thank you. It's wonderful to be here.
I would like to introduce you before we go on. I would like to let the listeners know that your passion is to support individuals in feeling at home in their body, learning ways to access the voice and wisdom within their body, and living erotically alive and sexually whole. Lorna brings a love for learning, a gift for teaching, and a passion for sexual wholeness to her work as a somatic sex educator. She has over 20 years of experience in the field of education and has an ongoing commitment to her personal and professional erotic learning. When you hear Lorna speak, you will know that her passion for this work comes from her heart, her body, and her experience. And deep passion for people to know their own wholeness through their sexuality. And this is very, very, very important work that you're doing because we are really discovering how disconnected we have felt from our bodies and how much shame there's been attached to just our bodies. It's an emotional core wound, wouldn't you say that?
I would say that, yes. What I find it's fascinating is we come from sex, and it's that very part of us that we often disconnect from. So similar to, you know, we come from source and we feel disconnected. So it's that way of just really connecting into source through our sexuality, through our erotic aspect, yes. Yeah.
Yes. And so it's really important work, and a lot of people are... I'm just finding that more and more people now are really opening themselves up to this line of work. Are you finding that? Are you finding that more and more people are now opening up to this?
Absolutely. And from a real wide range of how they are coming to me, you know, with different questions and desires and yearnings and ways of connecting. So it's really, yes, many, many people are really ready to reclaim this aspect of themselves. It's really beautiful.
It is, and it's really reclaim this aspect. They're also reclaiming their own power in it because really, you know, not being in contact with it, not being being disconnected from our bodies, makes you feel powerless. There's an area in your life where you're not receiving and where you're not experiencing pleasure, or where you're holding yourself apart from it. And so that that could make you feel powerless in that area. And
that's
true. So isn't that right?
It is. And that's one of the things that I love about the work that we do, Cornelia, coming from different angles, is that it's really about feeling, you know, from the way that you work with people in your magical, amazing way, and the way that I work with people through the erotic is about getting people to feel. So I love that. That's one of the things that we share.
Yes, yes, and I love that too. And so, you know, today, you know, Lorna, you are my divine space holder. You're hosting, hosting and holding space for me to share with you my own latest experience in relationship to intimacy and how this relates to claiming power from within. And so I want to thank you for, you know, doing this experimental aspect of the show with me as I'm looking to take this show to a new level and exploring different ways to communicate my work and have guests on and just have it more, have the messages that are really important and relevant at the time that we're in right now. So if there's anybody out there that has any questions and you have comments or feedback about the show, you can call in at 1-877-296-0345.
And it's an honor to be here holding space with you, Cornelia. It's an honor to be here there with you, holding space with you.
Thank you. So this show, you know, is about feeling your way to wholeness for men and women and processing our emotions and feeling our feelings is our way to freedom. Feeling our feelings is healing them. And taking ownership for how you feel is the first step in claiming your power. If you give yourself permission to feel everything and giving your feelings a voice, the need to judge anything vanishes. And this is a huge piece because we always talk about judgment and how if we would just stop judging each other, judging ourselves, then we're already making a huge contribution for our own well-being and claiming our own power in it. Because by giving your feelings a voice, there is no need to judge anything because all feelings want to be acknowledged. And doing the investigative process will honor that. You can find more about how to do emotional processing or read more about emotions at my website, corneliadengel.com. And you will also notice there is an article there that's called Emotions 101, and you can read more about that. And then there's a processing technique on really how to learn how to do processing. Because emotional processing is a key. When you can identify your emotions, what you're feeling, what you're experiencing, again, it is your tool for liberation.
Cornelia, can I, this time before you go into that anymore, I would love to introduce you to our listeners. Is that okay? Is there a time that I could do that? I would love to.
Thank you. Yes.
So for those of you who do not know Cornelia, this is your first time to meet her. She is a source-guided transformational life empowerment coach, guiding you in to claim your inner power. Her passion is to ignite the spark within you, empowering you to be who you came here to be and to awaken you to your own connection to source. Cornelia specializes in emotional processing, guiding you into self-acceptance and wholeness. She empowers women to claim their full power and the beauty of who they are. And the work that she does with men is teaching men how to feel the emotions that they have suppressed for so long. This is a part of the imbalance of their divine feminine. This is just a little bit of an inkling of what Cornelia does and who she is. So again, it's just such a pleasure to be here holding space and witnessing you as you open this, your show, into a whole new expression today, Cornelia.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. I wanted to go more into, originally you and I had planned on taking this discussion into an intimate discussion, which we are going to do. And I wanted to share how I claimed my power through my own experience that I had just in these last couple months in an intimate relationship that I experienced with my lover. And, you know, what took place was first the intimacy that I experienced within myself, because it always starts within yourself, you know, because, you know, outside, if you're looking for intimacy outside of you, that's where the problem lies. It's really bringing it back into your body, bringing it back into you. And so that's the first clue. So I kind of want to just, go into that discussion, because one of the most, one of the emotional core wounds of really claiming your freedom is claiming your freedom in releasing the core wound of being a victim. And releasing the role of the victim right now at this stage of the game is really key. And it's made up, you know, releasing the victim role is made up of several different components, you know. We have to release the victim within us and embrace the consciousness to accept every person, every experience as it is shown up in our lives without trying to change it. And when we release that victim consciousness, that's when we're taking full responsibility for our lives and our own well-being. And by taking responsibility, we're able to move into creator consciousness, right? And so I thought about, you know, what does it look like, you know, what does it look like for people when they claim their own power, and how do they use their emotions and work with the subtle energies in their life, and so that they can live in a more balanced way with the masculine and the feminine within them. So I was afraid of that myself too, even though I've been on the empowerment path now for quite a while, because I consciously work on my own empowerment. But in these last couple weeks, I really felt challenged in certain areas to claim my own power too. And I realized that a lot of people are afraid. They're afraid of claiming their power because there's a lot of shame attached to it, or there's a lot of emotion attached to it, or they might be feeling like they shouldn't have so much power, or they shouldn't be in control, or they shouldn't shine their light, or I don't know, but I know that that's one of the things that is attached to these emotions is shame, is feeling afraid. And so then I looked at that and I thought about, you know, what would an empowered woman really do? And how does she really feel? And who is she? Who is an empowered woman? And who is she in the world? You know, it was really interesting in this because last year, I want to say it was like, I think it was in November or December, I had told the universe that I was really ready to claim, to call forth a relationship in my life, and that I was really, really ready to share of myself and experience myself in a deeper, deeper place. And what ended up happening is this person ended up showing up in my life in January. And the energy and the experience between us, the vibe, was really, really huge. We had this huge, huge attraction between us. He lived in a different state, and 3 weeks later, we started dating, and we were dating online. And we had a really amazing connection between the two of us. And we discovered that, okay, he wanted to move to Washington, to move here to begin our life here together. And so we decided that we would meet in Oregon, and we would go and we would just spend some time together before he came out here. So we met on the Oregon coast for about 11 days for our first meeting. And he had really, you know, he had let go of all of his, you know, he tied up all the loose ends. He had packed up all his things. He had moved some of his things to Washington via a pallet. And he was, you know, and so he, and then he was driving from California to Oregon, and he picked me up at my friend's house. And we went to the coast, and we spent 11 days there. And when we got together, this is the point. When we got together, suddenly there was an experience of a huge disconnect that we had. Even though the energy was still there between us, but there was a huge disconnect. And both of us were like really flabbergasted by it, because it's like we couldn't figure it out. And but we both stayed with it. And there were so many things that came up. And one of the things that came up was the core wound of, again, of not being good enough or not being worthy. And so the key was to really release that and identify what that was all about and move through it together. And what it kept bringing up for me was that we were both experiencing what we both needed at the same time, you know? And I was really confused by that, because the vibe between us was so strong and we had such an amazing connection, yet we were both experiencing the same thing at the same time. And anyway, we ended up we finished our trip in Oregon, and we ended up coming back here, and now we are working on another core wound of really feeling like going deeper and deeper within ourselves and claiming that inner power within ourselves, you know. And it was really amazing, because having that centered place of claiming your power in that experience and releasing those core wounds of the emotional wound of not feeling worthy has been a huge, huge relief. So it's really, really interesting about feeling that, you know? And, yeah.
Mm.
Yeah. It's just, yeah, it's just been an amazing, amazing experience. And really to be able to stand in my own power and own that peace and move through that has been very, very interesting, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So is that something that you've experienced in your own life as well, with the unworthiness wound?
Mm. I've certainly experienced that, yes. Mm-hmm. And sometimes it seems like it shows up even in the part where, you know, things can even be going so smoothly, you know, like, wow, I don't even deserve to have this. So it's amazing how it shows up in all kinds of different ways.
Right, right. It does. And the key is to just be able to stay with it and to really dive into the emotion and release that part, right? And
mm-hmm.
the great thing is that we were both aware of it, and we were both working with the energy and, you know, supporting each other in the process. And
mm-hmm.
so that's the whole key, is to be able to take ownership for how you feel. And
mm-hmm.
and you know, because the thing is, we talked about it, is that both of us could have just ended it or said, okay, you know, these are the things that it's bringing up for me, and it could have ended, but we
mm-hmm.
just kept staying with it and we kept working with the energy, and now we are in a different place, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And now we're making a deeper connection, because, again, it's always about what it is about for you, what it's bringing up for you, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
so that was really huge. And, you know, yeah, it's just amazing to be able to claim your own inner power in it each time when you are willing to go in and just stay with it, instead of projecting it out onto the other person, because it's never really about the other person. It's always about
mm-hmm.
what it's bringing up for you.
Mhm. Mhm. I'd love, you know, at different times, and, you know, we've said it various times, this whole thing, we use the terminology of to dive in. For you, what does that look like and feel like? Like, what is? How do you dive in?
I dive into the pain, into the feeling of not feeling worthy, and really just feeling that part, and going into the feeling of this is what this because it's just a feeling. It wants to be loved, because the truth is that you are worthy. And you were born worthy. We are worthy. So it's just a feeling that wants love. So when I dive into it, I dive into it, and I just sit there, and I'm just being with it. And I just bring love there, and love there, and compassion for my own, you know, for my own inner self.
Yeah. And what's fascinating is that those very things that you dive into are the very things that, you know, over the years we've almost learned to, been taught to, got into the habit of avoiding. You know, those are the things. We stay away from those. And as you're sharing, as you continue to experience, and, you know, even of the work that you and I have done together, as you have facilitated me in coming to those, you know, look into and feel into and dive into those core wounds as well, is that to realize that that's actually where the power is residing, and just sort of waiting to be felt and to be claimed. So, you know, yeah, it's fascinating how those are the areas that we have avoided for so long.
Yes, yes. It is. It's, and we've avoided them, and basically all they want is they just want to be loved free. And that's part of you that wants to be loved free and wants to be acknowledged. And, you know, because it has never been acknowledged. And so, you know, a lot of times they could just be subtle energies, or, you know, if it's very, very painful, it could be a core wound, you know, feeling. But it really, what it is about is just diving in and really bringing love to that area, and staying with the feeling, and really allowing it to be, right?
Cornelia, I would love to hear how this work, you know, if your emotional work has, how that is now showing up and how it is informing, or is in being informed by, the whole thing of the divine masculine and feminine being in balance. If that's something you'd like to share, I'd love to hear how that's coming up for you.
Yes, yes. The divine masculine and divine feminine in balance is, you know, that place of coming from wholeness. So that you're really listening intuitively, and you're being in your inner intuitive feminine side, and you're not afraid of trusting that inner divine guidance. That's really getting in contact with your divine feminine side, and that softness, that love, that compassionate place, right? And then the masculine is there to support the feminine, and to support that the divine feminine within you. And so really to come from a place of inner wholeness, inner strength, from that place where that divine union takes place within you, right? And that is the place, because when we're always looking outside of ourselves, you know, for another person to complete us, or to do something for us, or to change, or to do, you know, to give us something, or, you know, it's always taking it back and taking ownership for it within yourself, you know, and first going, okay, what is this about for me? What area here? How can I claim ownership in this, right? And so that is a dance. It's really the dance. It's really doing that sacred dance of the divine, right? You know, just recently I read a quote from Jeff Brown, and he said that many of us seek that which we flee we will find. And He says that he has seen time and time again, both in himself and others, we seek and we search and we find a calling or a relationship that is a perfect reflection of our yearning, and we turn away and we go back to seeking, almost as though the light of our true path was too bright for us, too vulnerable for us, too real for us. This is a pattern that we have to recognize to heal, or else we will never stop looking for what's already there. Our true path is not always around the next corner. Sometimes it's right underneath our feet.
And that's
just such a perfect reflection of really being able to work with what's right there in front of you and take ownership instead of continuously seeking for something that's outside of you.
Mm-hmm.
And by taking ownership for our feelings, for our emotions, for our creations, for what it is that we want to create, that's where the freedom lies.
It's beautiful.
Yeah, so it's been an amazing journey. It's been an amazing journey to experience this interesting part in my new relationship within myself and how I do this dance with my beloved. And as we're continuing on exploring with each other and claiming our own inner power in it, right, and taking ownership for how we feel. So it's really, it's amazing to feel yourself in this depth, right, feeling the sacredness of all of that,
And one of the things that I love and appreciate about you so much, Cornelia, is that you walk the talk. That which you have guided me through, and you've guided many other people through into that place of feeling, is that the laboratory of you. You know, that place where you are just that living what you share and teach. So, thank you for that. A real inspiration.
Thank you, Lorna, and you as well. This is exactly what you do. You walk the talk as well. So we see that in each other.
Yeah.
We absolutely see that in each other, because that is exactly who you are as well. You walk the talk, and you are being your true expression of living inside out. That's how I see you. I see you living from that inside out, from that sacred place. And that's what you bring to your clients as well, and to the work that you do. And so don't you have a workshop coming up here pretty soon?
Actually, the biggest workshop that I've got on the go is co-teaching the sexological bodywork training. So that's an amazing thing for people as a professional training. And some people take it just as for their own personal development. So that was one of my biggest pieces of my own sexual awakening and coming into feeling at an incredible depth in my connection. So that's the big thing that I've got coming up right now, as well as the individual sessions that I do with people. I love to work with people in their own unique way and wherever they're coming from. So and that can be done locally and by phone. So
how do people find out about your work?
I have a website, lornagale.com. That's LORNAGALE.com. And there they can see various things that I've got on the go. And as well, you'll see there that I have, I offer a 30-minute free consultation just to give people a chance to share what's up for them and to see if perhaps what I offer is something that would be beneficial in supporting them in their experience of wholeness as well. And then I'm on Facebook, on my page there, and you can go to facebook.com/eroticallyalive. And I not only my own posts, but different things that I share that I feel are supportive for people in their erotic journey as well. So there's where it's at, and come along and like me on Facebook and stay connected. I would love that.
And thank you so much for being on today and being my divine space holder. Thank you for playing with me in this. And
yes.
Look forward to have you on again soon. It's our show. The 30 minutes is over. Thank you,
yes,
Lorna.
It is. Uh-huh. Thank you, Cornelia. Okay.
Okay. Take care. Bye-bye.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Feeling emotionally balanced is a key to feeling good. Thank you for listening and feeling your feelings. Each week, you will come away with practical tools, inspiration, and empowerment. Would you like to schedule an empowerment session? Go to www.corneliadengel.com. Feeling it is healing it.